Hey everyone, it's me, Ashley. I know it's been quite a long time. The truth is I've sat down and written, rewritten, and walked away from a number of times how to write this, and so I figure going off the cuff is actually probably better. Truthfully, it was a little off the cuff when my friend Gina and I, we restarted our podcast, The Right to Play. The new episode's coming out in a few days on the 15th, and I do hope that you'll listen to that if you're into theater and playwriting, but even then, I just want to say we're including a clip from that episode because we talk about the pandemic and how it affected us, and me in particular, I burned out on everything, including this podcast. And after over 30,000 listens and so many people talking to me about how they really connected with the podcast, how for many of them, mine was one of the first voices, mine and any of the guests were some of the first trans voices that they really sat down and listened to. And for many, it actually changed a lot of their minds and a lot of their perceptions. That has felt so incredible to me. And I wanted you to know that. And I'm sorry that we never actually said a proper goodbye. I don't know. There's a part of me that really wants to do like a final something. I feel like it's owed to you. I feel like for me, it would be a wonderful thing to experience. I don't know what that would be. But at least for now, here is a definitive answer. I burned myself out completely and totally trying to do this podcast alone. And I didn't know how to ask for help to continue it, or even what I was looking for in help. And at a certain point, it just financially was getting very difficult to continue. And thank you so much to the patrons who supported me and who were willing to be able to month after month, again, support me. But yeah, really, it just became too much, and I didn't want to let any of y'all down. So, hey, if this podcast was in some way, shape, or form helpful for you, I'm incredibly happy to hear that. Thank you. Know that I'm good. I'm well. I've adopted two cats, Nadja and Laszlo. They're wonderful. I've still been writing plays. I've been getting a lot more opportunities for writing. And yeah, I'm still doing my thing. I'm surviving and thriving now. This podcast will never be dead. It will be on the air for as long as it gets hosted. But that said, thank you. And I appreciate it. There are a number of episodes that we recorded that I just can't bring myself to edit. Which sucks because there's a lot of folks that deserve to have it out there, but there comes a point, I believe it was Dusty Rhodes that was talking about, there comes a point where you just know you need to hang up your boots, and I reached that point. Yeah, so here's the clip from The Right to Play where I talk a little bit more about that and a little bit more about things happening in the pandemic. Yeah.
So a lot of people started podcasts. A lot of people are continuing podcasts mm-hmm. now. I never officially ended the other podcast, Is It Transphobic? And I've been kind of sitting on how to talk about that for a while. Mm-hmm. So if you're okay with it, Gina, I'm just going to do that on this podcast
real quick.
I would love
that. Please do that.
Like, Is It Transphobic was a great podcast, mm-hmm. and I would love to do something, like a final thing to just celebrate it. And there's a number of episodes that we have in the can that we recorded that at one point I burned myself out mm-hmm. so much. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It stopped being not only fun, it stopped being a thing that I enjoyed. Mm-hmm. It stopped and it was great, and all of the patrons from there and from my Patreon were wonderful, but I was doing all of the work myself, mm-hmm. every single bit of it. And there came a point where I just needed a hard stop.
Yeah.
And hang my boots up, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel bad that I never actually gave any kind of closure, so I hope that this can kind of serve as that, and maybe I'll cut this part and just post it as the like final episode of Is It Transphobic? But, you know, like I say, I would really love to do something.
Yeah.
Just because there were so many people that supported me. I've gotten so many amazing messages throughout the years about mm-hmm. how that podcast was their first
mm-hmm.
experience with trans folk, trans media, and trans media analysis. And so, just like, and for a lot of folks, it was like a voice that mm-hmm. they could have that was positive, and even if it was messy, and even if we were had very different opinions about that media and what it meant to us as a collective of trans and queer folk, it was actually helpful to hear people have these disagreements and see that we're not just a monolith yeah. and we're not just one group that all has the same thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so for anyone who is listening to the Is a Transphobic podcast, anyone who supported us on Patreon, well, supported me on Patreon.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you all so much. Mm. You've been amazing, and I hope that you know how much I've loved hearing from you and knowing that I've touched you. And I really want to make sure that when you and I are moving forward with this podcast, that if there are any problems, if there's anything, if one of us is feeling more burned out, we just make sure that we're constantly talking about that, which is maybe a back end, you and I having a conversation
yes.
about that thing.
Yeah.
But like,
I think it's worth
yeah.
saying. There's value yeah. in saying it, because yeah. we do so often, as most people are theater artists listening to this, like, we'll burn ourselves out on things that we're passionate about.
Yeah.
And so I think that there's value in saying, like, well, first, like, we are actual, like, friend partners in this. Mm-hmm. So I think that's also an important thing, that
yeah,
to just say, like, you can get somebody to do a thing and be in communication about, like, who's burning out or if anybody's burning out. And we already have plans to make it more sustainable mm-hmm. for us as we continue on with our careers. And we don't want to burn out. And yeah, so I think everybody, though, like, no matter what your passion is, don't try to put or do put yourself
yeah.
before it, because it's more, you're more valuable than the thing.
Yeah. No, and it had a 5-year run.
Yeah.
5 years is a hell of a time.
That's a hell of a time.
We were getting close to 100 episodes if I was able to release the ones that we have recorded, but I haven't edited.
Yeah.
We'd
yeah.
be up to 100. And yeah, no, that's, I feel great about it.
Yeah. And yeah. I think that there's also value in. And something the pandemic taught me is you can put something to the side for years
mm-hmm.
and then pick it back up. There is no timeline to the things that we want to do. They're actually, that's all arbitrary. That's all social constructs. So there is a world in which in even a decade, you can, there's no rule saying that you can't pick up those episodes and release them whenever it feels right to you. If one day you just wake up and you're just like, this is the day I'm going to do it. That's real. And yeah. I think that that goes for, again, like art and artistry. And it's something that we don't really put value in or talk about as much, because everything is like deadline or like the thing. But sometimes, like, you can put something aside for years and then go back to it, and suddenly it makes sense. And there's value in that. And there's no time limits to any of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Gina,
Nowadays, you can always find me at AshleyLaurenRogers.com or on my Instagram, my public one, AshleyLaurenRogersPlays. And thank you. Thank you so much.